Good morning, I'm Robin with KUAC News. University of Alaska Fairbanks will host a community meeting tonight to discuss transitioning the Alaska Nanooks hockey team to the Patty Ice Arena. The meeting will begin at 5:30 p.m. at UAF's Wood Center multi-level lounge. Members of the public are encouraged to attend and can submit questions or comments in advance online on the university's website. Chancellor Dan White and the Nanooks' new athletic director, Keith Champagne, will answer questions about why Nanook hockey is shifting from the Carlson Center to the Patty Ice Arena. The Nanooks have played hockey at the Carlson Center since it opened in 1990. The arena is owned by the Fairbanks North Star Borough, and the Nanooks are the arena's main tenant. UAF pays the borough about $250,000 per year for the Carlson Center. Earlier this year, UAF renewed a contract with the Carlson Center for the Nanooks hockey team to play its home games there for the upcoming season. But Champagne says this may be the last winter.
If the ice lasts, we may play the entire season there. And so it's really a wait and see. We're contracted to play the upcoming season, but I can't guarantee that we'll be there the subsequent season at the Carlson Arena. So that's why we're getting everything ready to move to the Patty Center, just in case.
The ice-making equipment in the Carlson Center is past its useful life and may fail. The chemical refrigerant used is not made in the U.S. anymore. Last fall, borough voters rejected a bond that would have invested about $12 million for a new ice plant. If the ice fails, the university needs a plan for finishing out this hockey season. Moving to the Patty is problematic. The Carlson Center seats about 4,500 for hockey. The Patty Ice Arena currently has seating capacity of 1,047. The Western Collegiate Hockey Association requires an arena to have a minimum seating capacity of 2,500. Earlier this year, the WCHA president and men's hockey commissioner met with university officials. The chancellor has appointed 11 people to a hockey venue transition committee to identify steps needed to move Nanook hockey to campus, and a separate 6-member hockey venue steering committee to develop a strategy to ensure that the Patty Center can accommodate Nanook hockey permanently. Tonight's planning meeting begins at 5:30 at the Wood Center. Army officials are investigating the death of a soldier over the weekend during a field training exercise near Fort Wainwright. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
A U.S. Army news release issued Monday says 25-year-old Specialist Marquise Elliott died Saturday of injuries he sustained when he lost control of a Humvee he was driving in the Yukon training area east of Fairbanks. USARAC spokesman John Pinnell says the heavily armored Humvee was part of a convoy moving through the range at about 3 p.m. Saturday during the red flag training exercises that began last week.
The convoy that they were traveling in was halted while they were getting Marquise transported back to Fairbanks Memorial.
Pinnell says Elliott was treated by medics at the site before being transported by helicopter to Fairbanks Memorial Hospital, where he was declared dead. He says a soldier riding along in the Humvee was treated for minor injuries and released at the site.
That particular area in the vehicle will be investigated as part of the safety investigation by the Army Combat Readiness Center.
Pinnell says the soldiers were assigned to the 2nd Battalion, 377th Parachute Field Artillery Regiment out of Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. He says the unit has completed its part of the training exercise and will return to J-Bear.
We're just kind of in a state of shock right now and looking to do everything that we can for the soldiers' family and friends so that they can move on, get through this.
Elliott is the second Alaska-based soldier killed this year during training exercises held in the interior. The first was 20-year-old Specialist Nicholas DeMona, who died March 30th of a gunshot wound he sustained during a live fire exercise in the Donnelly training area south of Fort Greely. DeMona was assigned to the Fort Wainwright-based 4th Infantry Brigade combat team. Pinnell says an Army investigation into that incident is continuing. Reporting from Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.
Two teenage defendants for an Anchorage murder are due in court today. They are charged with conspiring to kill 19-year-old Anchorage resident Cynthia Hoffman. And now an Indiana man is charged with a murder in Hoffman's death. Prosecutors say he allegedly tricked a group of teenagers into murdering Hoffman by promising them millions of dollars in exchange for images of the killing. That's according to a bail memorandum filed Friday. It says 21-year-old Darren Schillmiller posed as a millionaire named Tyler online using a stolen photo of another person and offered 18-year-old Denali Bremmer $9 million or more to, quote, rape or murder someone in Alaska. Bremmer is charged with first-degree murder in Hoffman's death, along with 16-year-old Caden McIntosh, whom police say pulled the trigger, and Caleb Leland, who allegedly provided a car. A recent indictment adds Schillmiller and two more unnamed juvenile defendants. Hoffman was killed June 2nd, and police found her bound with duct tape, shot in the back of the head, in the Aklutna River near Thunderbird Falls. Prosecutors say there's no evidence she was sexually assaulted. Bremmer and Leland are due in court today. Federal, state, and city authorities say they'll make an announcement about the case this afternoon. ConocoPhillips is picking up another potential oil development on the western North Slope. The company announced yesterday it's buying 21,000 acres from Kaylis Natural Resources, which includes the Nuna oil discovery. Kaylis has delayed Nuna's development. In 2014, its CEO told the Alaska Journal of Commerce that he expected oil to begin flowing in 2016. But the small private oil company ran into challenges after oil prices plunged. Kaylis also held off more exploratory drilling at the large offshore oil discovery it announced in 2016 called Smith Bay. State documents show Nuna was previously estimated to contain between 75 and 100 million barrels of oil. But Conoco says it will spend the next few years doing its own appraisal of the field before it decides to move forward with the project. Conoco is the biggest player west of Prudhoe Bay, and the oil company has several other major projects in the works. Nuna's close proximity to the Kuparuk oil field, which Conoco operates, is why the acquisition makes sense, says Conoco spokesperson Natalie Lohman. Conoco can use the infrastructure from Kuparuk to develop the field. Lohman declined to disclose terms of the deal. The Alaska Supreme Court says the state's sex offender registry violates offenders' due process rights. The court, in a 3-2 decision, says the registry provides no means for offenders to demonstrate that they are no longer a threat to public safety. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports the decision means offenders must be given an opportunity to prove that they're rehabilitated. The case involves a man convicted of sexual battery in Virginia. The man moved to Alaska in January 2003. His 2016 lawsuit claimed the state had no authority to require him to register in Alaska and that the Alaska law violated his due process rights. Justices in the majority opinion say requiring a person convicted elsewhere to register is legal, but offenders should be allowed to prove they no longer pose a public risk. I'm Robin for KUAC News.